The 20-year bond would have raised property taxes on an averaged priced home of $275,000 by $84 a year. It was defeated with 47% of voters against it, 43% in favor. Tracy Taylor, the chair of the Wasatch Taxpayers Association, says their group never came out and opposed the bond, but they did a lot of research and questioned the figures that the proponents were using and asked voters to decide for themselves.
As a group, we really did a lot of research in the past year of other pools in Utah and around the country and tried to bring the public this information and communicate some numbers that maybe they weren't getting from other sources. And
the only numbers provided by the proponent, she says, were provided by the architect's assessment, which she says didn't tell the whole story.
You know, that's part of the argument that they had was, oh, it's only going to cost $84 extra to have this pool, when in actuality, we really had no idea what this pool was going to cost. Also, we wanted to give the public a more overview of the situation, not just the $24 million bond, but also the interest payment over 20 years at a 3% interest rate, and then the maintenance and operations per year. We were already told by the county that it was going to be around $500,000 per year of a deficit. So we figured $1 million a year maintenance and operations, the total taxpayer cost could be around $52 million for this.
For the population of Wasatch County, she says a $6 or $7 million pool would have made a lot more sense instead of spending $19 million.
We were overspending, which quite honestly we have a tendency to do in Wasatch County. If you look at our high school, if you look at our county stadium, I mean, we've spent some really big money on some capital projects over here. So we're just trying to go, you know, is this a reasonable price to pay for a pool?
Wasatch County Recreation Director Tom Bonner has said that he's out of room at the existing pool and it won't be long before he has to start turning away kids who want to play baseball and soccer. Taylor suggests in the future that the county work with the entire community.
We need to reevaluate the process that we go through these projects. You know, the public didn't get to all sit in a room together and hammer out what we thought was a reasonable amount of money to spend on a pool. What we got was a community of people that wanted a pool. They'd been working with the county for a few years directly, and they put out a project that they wanted. They never got total buy-in from the community. And, you know, quite honestly, Leslie, there are people in our community that cannot afford this tax increase. We need to look at this and say, is this a need or a want? And at $24 million, this was way over what would have been a reasonable amount to pay for a pool project.
That's Tracy Taylor, chair of the Wasatch County Taxpayers Association. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.